Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
We shall attack adversity. We will conquer things. We'll overcome stuff.
You are setting this bar really high.
Mm-hmm. That is quite high.
That's a lot for a Tuesday.
Now, what if I told you that the fears we could overcome were small? What if we lower the bar on the things we can overcome?
All right.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, today we will cure the coronavirus. We'll take that one out.
All right.
Today we will solve all of the world's racial inequalities.
Nope.
Probably not going to happen. Mm-mm. Today we'll all agree on wearing or not wearing a mask.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. None of those. But can we help Monica Brooks's little man overcome his paralyzing fear of the cantaloupe? Cantaloupe.
Yes.
Evil. Orange, barfy kind of smelling cantaloupe.
I love cantaloupe.
Your son's afraid of cantaloupe?
He just can't. Yeah, he can't with cantaloupe.
All right.
We have to ask, in order to help, we have to know the history. So why is he, how did you know that he was afraid of cantaloupe? Mm. And then why is he afraid of cantaloupe?
Well, I order some cantaloupe from ClickList. And I get home and I take the cantaloupe out of the bag. I set it on the table and Hendrix looks at it and he says, "What is that?" And then he turns and he starts running. And I'm like, what is this deal? I had no idea that he has a fear of cantaloupe, because he's seen cantaloupe cut up and prepackaged, mm-hmm. but he never seen the whole cantaloupe,
on
the table.
You ordered from the grocery store a whole cantaloupe. Is that what we have here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he had seen the cut up version of cantaloupe, which has almost a cheese tray quality to
it. Yeah, I was about to say cartoony kind of.
Mm-hmm. He saw
the actual
cantaloupe and that freaked him out.
Freaked him out. Completely freaked out. He didn't want to sit at the dinner table because it was on the table. Like, I'm like, are you serious, dude? Because, he has a fear of mannequins. So the only thing I could think of is that he sees that as the mannequin's head.
Mm.
He's bothered by that stuff. I don't know.
See, I was thinking that it kind of looks like an egg, like a giant dinosaur egg or something like that, like before you cut into it.
So brains is what I was thinking.
So maybe he thinks it's some kind of creature or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he knows his mother and he knows that she would, order something like brains to cut up and dissect.
Or he knows his mother and knows that she will not be there to coddle him if he is scared of it.
Also true.
She's going to put it in his face and it's going to be under his pillow in the middle of the night or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Well, I figured he would help me cut it. He would help scoop out the seeds.
The grossest part.
And all that mess.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be like, okay, well, this is all right. It's just cantaloupe. You've had cantaloupe before and this is what it looks like.
Okay. So he's eaten it before.
He's had it before,
but he's never seen it.
Right.
This state.
Right. He's never seen how they make the sausage. It is very interesting when you try to teach children sort of the origin of food and where foods come from. I mean, I always find that to be very important. I'm someone who I eat meat and I'm okay with people who hunt, especially if it is for meat and eating.
Yes.
And I think it's important for kids to learn, here's where your food comes from. And whether it's through that or through farming or however, it doesn't just magically appear on the plate. And I remember
I believe that they should know that as well, because I grew up with animals and cutting deer and fish and stuff like that, cutting things open. And so I witnessed and seen it. I did it. But my kids have not.
Yeah.
So
did you have to do it in such an extreme way, though, where you chopped off a mannequin's head and had the cantaloupe roll out of it and say, "This is where cantaloupe comes from, child." Ha ha! Yeah, I blew my son's mind a couple of years ago. He was all little, and we were watching Deadliest Catch.
Uh-huh.
And, they catch crabs. And I say, look, it's a crabs. And he goes, "Well, not like the crabs at the store." I said, "No, those are the crabs at the store. Like this, it goes from there to here." And he goes,
"That's it, son."
He's like, "That's how it happens? I said, yeah. He said, no, no, this is a different crab. I'm like, no, this is a crab. That's how you eat it. There you go. Yeah, so it is important to teach them and also traumatize them to the point, Antoine, that they don't forget things. You know, you just,
that's how you stick it in there. That's how you get stuck and they can learn from it.
Yeah.
I still remember, and I'm okay, I think.
Well, right. Again, you watch people skin a deer. That's the kind of stuff that gets burned into your brain.
You don't forget. You do not forget watching the skin get pulled off of a deer.
I mean, think about it this way. Any memory you have before the age of, let's say, 6 years old or under in your life, you know, I say, what are your early memories? They're all traumatic.
Like,
there's nothing that was simple.
It's not a Wednesday lunch.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not that.
Right.
You're like, oh, I remember the day I had some cut up cantaloupe. Like, nobody remembers that.
Nope.
I remember the day that mom put a dinosaur brain on the kitchen table. That's what I remember.
Yes, exactly. So now you have helped him remember the origin story of cantaloupe for his entire life.
At the very
making memories.
That's exactly what I was about to say. At the very least, you just made a memory.
Memory.
That's right.
Yep. Oh, man. What's coming up with the diamond of the day there, Mommy?
More memories?
This is unfortunate because the cheese could go to waste. We love some cheese. Well, all, you know, except for Antoine.
That's
unnecessary. We love some cheese.
Can't have the cheese go to waste.
We can't have it go to waste.
Let's explore the cheese next on the Thang. Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we just have those memory of the time the cantaloupe scared me. Oh, man. Monica's little man. Nightmares of that orange fruit thingy.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. But I do know what's going on with Philip and Carol. Philip and Carol, they own a cheese company. And they said that the cheese will go to waste. They need someone to eat their cheese because they have $300,000 worth of cheese.
They got a bunch of cheese
sitting there.
Just laying
around. A bunch of cheese. Yes, and this family says that they have a herd of cattle. They have been trying to get rid of cheese because they don't know what to do. Because with the pandemic going on, they said they have a bunch of stuff.
So how do we help these people? We need to eat their cheese. That's what I'm asking is, how do we get this cheese? They need our help.
They need our help. They said it's the Cornish Cheese Company, and they said they have tons of cheese to sell. And that they actually went to an app. Let's see, where is that app at? They said they went to an app where businesses could basically like submit their food and how much food that they have, the excess of food, and try to get rid of it to help other people. You know, try to do something with it because otherwise it's just sitting there.
Okay. And so they put it on there.
Yeah, they went to Too Good To Go.
Oh, okay.
They used an app.
Okay. I was going to suggest Cheesder. Cheester.
Oh, that's a good one. They could do something with that.
Cheester. No. No.
Well, Monica just said it's a good one.
Okay, well, then it's a good one.
You know, here's the thing this is one that it's funny you bring up the cheese because I'm convinced that we're just making it up as we go along, especially when it comes to the price of things or the shortages and all that stuff. I think whatever we need to do to jack up the price because it is, well, demand is high, so we have to jack up the price. Well, demand is low, so we have to jack up the price. Like, whatever it is.
I don't know what's going on because you hear other people say that we have too much.
Well, right. So you hear this. These people can't even give away cheese. And then this is what I hear from the Wisconsin cheese people. Here you go.
We've had the lowest price in decades and now record-setting prices for 100 years in the last few weeks. We've got restaurants looking for that sliced and shredded cheddar. You've got people at home wanting that shredded product. So everyone's looking for cheddar.
Huh. Right. So that's what he's saying is, well, you know, because of the pandemic and because all the restaurants were closed and we weren't selling any cheese, now it's going to be a record high price because people are asking for it. I'm like, shouldn't it be the opposite?
Which is it?
Like, I don't understand.
Which is it?
Shouldn't you be able to lower it now?
I mean, it was it was a couple months ago. It was when all the restaurants were shut down. I read an article about how the demand for filet mignon was so crazy low and the price was just so crazy low because there were no high-end restaurants and the demand was low. And then 2 days later was the whole beef prices are going to quadruple because of the shortage. And I'm thinking, which is it?
What?
Like, which is it? What are we doing here? You get one story where there's nothing available in the grocery store. Yes. Then you get another story where there's farmers throwing potatoes away because no one's eating them. I don't know what's going on. Just tell us the truth.
Oh, what's going on?
All right, you want the truth? We're never getting that. So
never.
I don't know.
Right.
That's the truth.
Right. Rephrase it to lie to us with happy stuff. That's all we're asking
that's what
for
we need
right now. Jeez. Backwards game is next, hosted by the queen, Monica Brooks. Then in the Scoopla, and you know what? You can, if you want to play along with this, I'll read some of your texts or you guys as well in the studio at 52353. It is, what's something that you have said recently that would have made no sense last year?
Okay.
All right. So you think about that. And, you know, for example, they wouldn't let me into the bank because I wasn't wearing a mask. 1 year ago, that's a ridiculous statement. Today, that's entirely possible. So we'll get into that in the Scoopla. Backwards game is next. You say it today, seems perfectly normal. 1 year ago, you're cuckoo.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Yeah, things are different now. Now you say, that was a beautiful Zoom wedding. That makes sense.
Yeah. We're living in a world that could only be described as like a Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Adaptation of a Stephen King book.
Like Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. It's just, there's a lot of anger and rage, plot twists and insanity, and none of it feels real.
None of it.
And you can't
Machete?
Machete, yeah. You can't tell if the story's being told in chronological order or not either.
You don't know where you are.
Like, am I at the end? Is this the beginning? I don't know what the heck's going on. Yeah, there's a list out today. It was something you said recently that would make no sense in 2019. I think it's a good text at 52353. Person says, I had to wait outside because there were just too many people in TJ Maxx.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man, Antoine, I thought of you when I wrote this one down. So, what do I watch now that there's no sports?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that way too many times.
Oh, yeah.
So stressful.
What else do we have here? You're invited to my daughter's drive-by 10th birthday.
Drive-by 10th birthday. I've done a couple
that's
of
right,
those.
Drive-by birthday.
Let's see. Mom, Dad, I don't care what you heard on TV. Please don't inject yourselves with bleach.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing. See, this has been so long, I forgot that was a thing.
See, thinking about things that were things a year ago, I'm glad those murder hornets weren't worse. That makes sense.
See, for
can
me,
I borrow toilet paper? Not borrow. I guess, can I have toilet paper?
You know what,
you don't borrow.
Monica, you don't have to borrow. It's fine.
You can keep it.
That's fine.
When I send a text that says, I'm waiting in line to go into the liquor store.
Yes.
That was something I never expected to say.
Right. You think, man, what is it, New Year's Eve?
Yeah, why am I waiting in line to go in a liquor store?
You know, Monica mentions toilet paper. This is one that I came up with. One-ply toilet paper, score!
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Man. That one-ply. How about this one? Hey, baby, want to take separate cars to the drive-in?
Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah.
So romantic.
Here we are. And you know, just like most Quentin Tarantino movies, I find this whole thing to be longer than it needs to be also.
It could have ended an hour ago.
Yeah, that's the thing. Speaking of the Rona, just a heads up, if you see people walking around carrying some sort of face mask exemption ID card, they're going viral because they're fake. So just be prepared.
Just wear your mask.
I know. This one it says, these cards are through the right of the FTBA. That's right, everybody. The Freedom to Breathe Agency, which, in case you're wondering, is not an official government agency.
The Freedom to Breathe?
Oh, yeah. It's a Facebook group, by the way, that put out this this thingamajig.
See, that's the other issue with quarantine. People got too much time on their hands to come up with silly stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I've just been wondering, when it comes to the Karens, is, like, the original person who went crazy, was that person's name Karen? Is that how we got this in the first place?
I don't know.
I feel like it should be. I really hope so.
I don't know.
I really hope so.
I mean, because we've gotten to the point now. We can do Karen of the Day. I have an intro.
Karen.
Yeah, that's Karen.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen.
So here's your choices. Would you like Karen who freaks out at the gas station and then spits on the counter over the mask rule? Would you like the Karen who freaked out at Trader Joe's for not having a mask? Do I have any other Karens here?
I think I've seen that Karen.
Yes, she was the... Or the Karen who shamed Starbucks barista defends herself. Which Karen would you like for today?
Barista.
barista. Yes. Okay, here we go.
I never threatened him, and I've received death threats. It's very upsetting. It's very scary. I was denied and discriminated against. I didn't harass anyone. I called them out because I'm frustrated. Like I said, it starts with coffee, but it ends with mandatory digital certificates and the mark of the beast, all that forced vaccination stuff. And you all know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I don't know where she gets coffee, what? But that's a that escalated quickly.
Like, what? What's going on, Karen?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
What kind of coffee shop is this? Oh, my God. Liars Club is... Go back to sleep. Karen needs a sleep number bed because something has gone horribly wrong in her world. Coming up next, did someone take their clothes off during a Zoom meeting on this show? Also, is someone owning a new phone? Have they made the switch from iPhone to Android? Let's explore next.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Also, coming up next, if you've ever dreamed about pooping on the moon, we'll explain.
I don't think I've had that dream.
Well... No. Maybe you could make that dream become a reality.
All right.
Aha! And become a legend in the process.
I think I would be, because everybody would know if I did it.
Well, absolutely. So, well, right now, we're looking to find out who be lying. Is it me? Isaac took my clothes off during a Zoom meeting.
I, Monica, do exercises during the show.
I, Antoine, bought a new phone.
Text 52353. This one in the 540 says, Zach is lying. Well, yeah.
That means you're wrong.
I wish he was lying, because I was on that Zoom meeting.
Monica, did you notice that I took my clothes off during a Zoom the other day?
No, I didn't see it.
See, Antoine is a little bit of a snoop, is what I would
say. How am I a snoop?
Okay, because we all had to sit in a Zoom meeting last week. We were talking to some city officials and whatever, and it was all the different staff.
Yep.
And when I'm on the Zoom, I don't know what you do, Monica, but I just have it set on that screen of whoever's talking. That's who shows up on the screen.
That's what I have.
I don't concern myself with what everybody else has going on.
No, I do the gallery view so I can see everybody at all times.
Yeah. So peeping Twan over here is checking out everybody.
He was in your dressing room.
He was peeking. He was trying to slide into my DM.
Why were you changing clothes in the middle of a Zoom meeting?
Because I had to go to the gym after this meeting, and we were running out of time. Like, all right, I got to get changed. So I just turned my camera off. Well, fingers crossed. Hope I turned my camera off.
Yeah, she turned it off.
And went ahead and changed into my gym clothes right there in the same room I was in. And then I come back and ta-da.
You're nude.
Basically.
I'm like, oh my, I hope nobody else can see this because we've lost all credibility.
Oh, man.
I don't know why you have to watch the Snoop version of the Zoom. You mind your own business.
Because sometimes people make noise like in the background, and so it will switch to somebody who's not talking because they made a random noise.
Yeah, well, not this guy. Mute microphone, baby. Speak only when spoken to. Try to get this thing over with. So, nope, one me. Text in to 52353. Nobody thinks Monica's lying, and they would be
correct
because you are, in fact. What are you doing?
Yeah, during song breaks, when we take our commercial breaks and everything else, I'm just here by myself. So in the basement, in the man cave. So I start doing donkey kicks and sit-ups and
donkey kicks. What's a donkey?
Yeah,
kick?
So basically on all fours and just kicking my leg back. So what I do during the break.
Just for my own mental image of this, so I can laugh later. Right now, are you sitting in a chair?
Yes.
So as soon as the song goes on, you fall to all fours on the ground.
And start kicking.
You do a couple of kicks. And then when you hear the song, the outros start to play, you hop back in the chair real fast.
That's right.
All right. Just wanted to make sure I can envision that properly. And that's when Hendrix comes downstairs and gets kicked across the room.
Yeah, gotta get my kicks in, do what I'm doing. Well, let's see. Shout out to Megan who texted in, Vanessa and Lynchburg as well. They are
correct.
Antoine did not get a new phone.
No, but I got a new, not at all, but I got a new phone case. And it makes me feel like I have a new phone because the weight is different. And the case is like brand new. Like my old OtterBox case, it started to wear a little bit. And so it feels like a new phone. I even think the battery life is better now
because of the case.
Because it just feels brand new. You guys have that, like,
so it's a good looking case.
I mean, it's nothing special about the case. It just feels fresh.
It's like getting new shoelaces and some shoes.
Or,
I guess,
or like when you get your car washed, like it feels like a new car. It feels different. Like when you look at it, you're like, look at that sexy thing.
Yeah, my My phone is, the case is, it's old and gross. See? But I don't want to buy a new one because I want the iPhone, whatever the next, what is it, 14, 12, 2000? I have no idea. Whatever the new one is supposed to be, that's the one I want. But so no, I'm waiting for that one.
And I'm not switching over to iPhone. And like I told you guys off air that if I ever switch, I'm going to keep my Android and only text you guys from the Android.
Well,
none of your business.
Yeah, Antoine is trying to be defiant because he is now the last lone holdout member of the K92 air staff that doesn't have an iPhone.
The K92 staff in general, air staff, sales,
right.
Everybody.
Bob Patrick, who I do believe was legendary when it comes to holding onto his Android. I swear to God, that guy still had a Droid Incredible. I mean, that's how long he was going to hold onto that thing. And he was defiant. I mean, this is a man who still refuses to have a Facebook page. Usually when he draws a line in the sand, he is never stepping over that line. The day I saw the blue text come in from him on the iMessage,
that was crazy.
Oh my, I thought something was wrong. I thought maybe I was colorblind, like I got hit in the face or I got coronavirus and I could no longer see blues and greens. It was amazing. So now it's only Antoine who's ruining the group text with your gross, gross green.
Ugh. You are welcome.
Oh, my God.
That's all I have to say to that.
Monica, do you feel welcome? I don't feel welcome.
No. I think give it time, though. Give it time.
Yeah. And I know deep down he'll get it eventually. And Antoine claims, well, you won't know because I won't tell you. And I said, well, I'll see your beautiful blue text and then I'll know. And he said, well, I'll keep my other phone and I'll only text you from that one. And Monica, what I said to him was, well, that's fine because I'll be able to see your glow. I know you'll have a glow.
I'll have an iPhone glow.
Yep. Antoine will he'd be like, good morning, sir. Like, you got an iPhone. I can tell. There it is. Look at you. You got a Memoji. I know exactly what's going on here. Yeah, you'll come over someday.
We'll see.
It's all right. Some people are just slower to figure out what they want in life. And you just happen to be one of those people. Someday you will know. 52353. Feel free to text in because we don't see blue or green. They're all just a plain white. That's how they come in on our screen. So we have no idea who has what. Coming up next, talking bucket list, gross cereals, and pooping on the moon. Then a brand new anger diary. I can't believe I'm saying this. That's the next 20 on the Thang.
More Thang next on K92.
Hey, this pink's...
I don't think anybody listening right now is prepared for what's about to happen later this hour when we sing your last text. And I'm including the three of us in this.
We don't know what's going to happen.
No, we're not prepared. We have no idea. It's something we've never done before, which if you are someone who listens to the show on a regular basis, you know that there's a halfway decent chance it's the only time we ever do this. Or not. We don't know. Exactly. Sometimes we throw things out there. They become the backwards game, and we do them all the time.
And it sticks.
Other times we throw things out there, and they become, I don't know.
Something that we can't even remember
right now. And people bring up bits. I'm like, we did that? I don't know what the heck you're talking about. Yeah, sing your last text. So we have been receiving text submissions from y'all, and you're just texting us the last thing that you sent to somebody. So you're putting that into your text, you're putting it in quotes, and then your name and town. We've each selected one, and we are going to sing your last text. That's at 7:40 here on the Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Oh, man. Antoine, I know you have been, it's been far too long. You've been yearning for this cereal to finally make its debut.
With every word that you said, I feel like I'm going to disagree 100%.
I would agree with that statement.
All right.
So we can at least agree on that. Antoine, are you excited for green onion flavored Chex cereal?
What? Why?
And you know I love onion, too. You try to throw that at me.
You know how much
I love onions, but no.
You don't want green onion Chex?
I don't want Chex.
Well, it is finally debuting after 16 years of cereal injustice. Green Onion Chex is finally getting its day in the sun. I had no idea.
Why did it need it? Was it waiting for a day
out in
the sun?
So in 2004, Kellogg's Korea did a cute little promotional contest. They said, we're going to have an election online to determine the president of Chex. It's a president. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they had two little cartoony characters that were the candidates. The first one was Checky. And they thought, oh, Checky is going to win because Checky was there to promote chocolate Chex. And Checky was going up against the evil, disgusting Chaka. And Chaka was there to promote green onion. Kellogg's, I guess, didn't understand that on the internet, we want everything bad to win. That's what we go for.
Yes.
Yes. So green onion Chex was running away with it. And Kellogg's threw out 42,000 votes saying it was quote unquote voter fraud, so they could give it to Checky, the chocolate guy, instead. And for 16 years, this has become a meme on the internet. Ugh. Of all social injustice is pictures of this goofy green character.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So finally, Shaka is getting his day. And Green Onion Checks is coming out in Korea.
There is nothing, like, even the character looks scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm looking at the cover of the box. I think you've probably seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's green. It's scary. It's a monster mm-hmm. who looks like a Czech cereal.
With big human teeth. No.
Now, I will say this. Where Green Onion Checks does make a lot of sense is not in a bowl with milk. But if you're making Chex Mix...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, somewhere. It would work then. Yeah.
I'd give that a shot.
Especially if you want like a nice, bold one. So anyway, that is on the way. If you'd rather stuff your gullet with some cereal that is so not good for you and tasty, Rice Krispies has come out with cookies and cream Rice Krispies. So if you want those... Those are available in America.
All right.
Shockingly, Green Onion Chex will not be on the shelves anytime soon around here.
Number two.
We were talking about bucket list yesterday and your kick the bucket list.
Yes.
Things that you've just decided, yeah. You know what? I will not be achieving these things. Pass. I'm moving
like
on.
Sometimes, you know, the moment has just gone by. Like, you know what? Let's get past this.
And sometimes it's not even big things, but just as you get older, you realize they're not realistic. I think a lot of people as a kid say, when I grow up, I'm going to have a house with a pool. And then you think of the electrical bill just for that pool and who's going to skim that thing. And oh my, yeah, exactly. And you're like, forget it. Nope.
We just didn't want a pool anyway.
A friend with a pool. It's like a pool table.
Yeah, that's what I want. Children, that's what you want. You don't want a house with a pool. You want a friend with a pool.
Exactly.
That's your goal.
Mm-hmm. You want friends that have stuff that you don't have to take care of.
Exactly.
And as a parent with children, I want your friend to have a pool too, because then you can go over their house and I'll be home. Like, that works out perfect.
Win.
Yes.
Win.
So there's a new survey revealing popular bucket list items, and things have been changing because of COVID and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And more people are putting things like being close to nature, building their own bar at home. Because it ain't going nowhere. Yep. So now all of a sudden
in backyards.
Build a bar.
Yeah, you want a bar in your backyard. Monica, here's one that you could add to your bucket list if you want, since we've been kicking things off the list. There is a new company that's going to fly people up into the Earth's stratosphere in a giant hot air balloon.
Oh, that sounds great. I cannot wait.
I think you should
sign me up.
I can sign you up. All you have to do is give me $125,000 and we'll send you up into space in this balloon.
Oh, I have to pay for that? Oh, my God.
Well, yes,
God.
You can't get such an amazing experience for free.
Joy.
Like that. Let's not be greedy here now.
I know. Come on.
Oh, gosh. Is there a Groupon for this trip? I mean, my gosh.
It is already half the price of going on that Virgin Galactic ship that they're preparing. That's $250,000. Mm-hmm. So, look, you get to take, it's a 6-hour trip. It's a leisurely climb at about 12 miles an hour to take you up into space. And then for 2 hours, you hang out in the stratosphere, which is not technically outer space. You're just in the stratosphere. But you get to see the curvature of the Earth and the darkness of space. So there's that.
Oh, yes.
Well,
and then you go back down.
Let's go to the abyss.
I have to stop Monica, because Monica asked if there was a Groupon.
Uh-huh.
And there are some things that I want to make sure I pay full price for.
This would be one of them.
There are things where I need to make sure I pay every... If I'm going to do it, I need to make sure it's not a discount. It's not a cheap one. I need to make sure that I'm getting all of the safety, everything that's coming with it. Because that 20% off of your Groupon might have been, you know, like the inspection.
Your seatbelt.
The basket.
The basket.
Yeah, the
I just have to hang up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want space perspective and they're $125,000. You don't want... Hey, everybody, I'm Cleve. Welcome to Cleve's House of Balloons. I'm going to send you up into space. I got a bucket. I got a balloon. Who wants to go to space? Yeah, I reckon. I got me my spittoon, and I'm ready to fly on up to space. Yeah, get me a Groupon. There you go.
No, thank you.
Number one.
Maybe your bucket list is to go to the moon and poop there.
Can I take a hot air balloon to get there?
Eventually.
For a full price.
Yeah, sure. Why the heck not? Hey, you want to go to the moon? I said you're the moon. I got a bucket. I got some air. Might take a while, but it's a leisurely journey. Mm. On Cleve Moon Basket.
Sounds
baby.
Nice.
Love me to moon. Now, so NASA is actually doing this. It's a contest, and there's nerdy scientists that are all excited about it because they need help. They need your help. How do astronauts poop on the moon the next time they go back to the moon. Because it's been a long time since we've gone. And I guess they used to do this bag system, which according to this NASA guy, doesn't work out anymore.
It just was not tenable to ask an astronaut to go through the Apollo bag scenario. Again, there's suction involved or getting a good seal with your butt. So it's not just sitting on a toilet and going. There's, you know, straps and harnesses.
Yeah, fool. Don't you know nothing? But yeah, you could be the person. You can go. NASA's got a website and you can sign up and you can give them your ideas of how the astronauts could poop on the moon.
But I want to try it, though. If I give you my idea of pooping on the moon, then I want to go to the moon and poop.
Well, Antoine, there's a balloon that is waiting for you. You won't go up to the moon. I got a bucket for you, my friend. Welcome to Cleve's house of, what is it, Porta Johns and hot air balloons, baby. Yeah, just take Tidy up there. Just throw a couple of Porta Johns on there and we'll be good to go. Brand new Anger Diary is next. I can't believe I'm saying this. Then, in Let's Be Honest, he forgot a really important date, so now he's in trouble. And we sing your last text. That is the next 30 on the thing.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach,
it's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but I miss phone calls. That's right, me, the guy who don't like talking to nobody, the guy who'd much rather text, email, or, you know, just fall out of touch with each other. That'd be fine with me. And yet here I am, missing phone calls. Now, to be clear, I still don't like phone calls. I still don't want to do them. But now that the alternative has become the evil Zoom call, now I miss them. Oh my God, I am so over Zoom. The quality stinks, the audio's garbage, and now everybody wants to do them. Before, you could just bang out a quick call with somebody. But now,
okay, I'll set up a Zoom call so we can chat.
Why we gotta set up a Zoom? Why do we need to see each other? Look, I get it. If you want to Zoom with your grandma, fine. Zoom with your grandma. But if it's a quick work call, just do the dang thing on the phone. We don't need to look at each other. We ain't taking off our shirts, so why do we care? Plus, how am I supposed to roll my eyes at you when you say something stupid if you can see me on the Zoom call? Oh, and the Zoom meeting? Well, that's a whole other layer. And by layer, I'm pretty sure I do mean that it's one of the actual layers of hell. I'm pretty sure it's right after purgatory. It's the layer where you gotta Zoom Satan and he lets you know that you're heading down to the Bernie place. Yeah. And beyond the fact that the quality is garbage, and you gotta deal with everybody talking over each other, and some dodo who won't mute their microphone and makes all sorts of noise in the background, that ain't even the worst part. The worst part is that you cannot escape the Zoom meeting. With a regular meeting, you can be all, ooh, sorry, I won't be in the office that day. Won't be able to make the meeting. Womp womp. But now, the meeting follows you. Hooray! Now you can be dragged into a meeting while you're home, or in the car, or on top of a freaking mountain in the middle of nowhere. And here I was, thinking that the best part of the coronavirus was that our bosses couldn't drag us into meetings. But now, those dastardly middle managers have found an even worse way to suck us in. Thank you, Zoom. And I'll say this. You own Zoom stock right now? Sell, because I promise you, there's way more of us that hate the dang thing, and we're eventually going to send it into the pit of ruin. Mark my words, we will have that thing trading in the penny stocks by this time next year. Oh, and trust me, I'm well aware that I'll probably be completely wrong, and the stupid thing will be $400 a share by this time next year. But I'm going to at least try to ruin them. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Ooh, I like this cycle. Yeah. Go ahead, Monica.
Y'all miss phone calls?
No, why did you say y'all?
Y'all miss phone calls?
Oh, wait a minute. Time out.
Glad all right, so play. Here's the deal.
15-yard penalty.
Y'all miss phone calls, right?
Unsportsmanlike conduct. I did not say anything. This is a party of one.
This is great news because, you know, no. I can help with that.
No.
So,
Zach.
Okay, after the show, I'll call y'all, see what y'all are doing.
Why did you say y'all? Y'all sounds plural.
Okay, y'all miss phone calls. That's cool.
I never said, you didn't hear my voice on that Anger Diary.
Didn't you hear the part where I said, what I prefer is falling out of touch? Can't we do that one? That's the one I was looking forward to.
I heard miss.
I care nothing about what Zach is saying right now. Monica, listen to my voice right now.
I never said I prefer phone calls. That's what Zachary Jackson said. Mm. So make sure you call him.
Can we go back to letters? Okay, we'll go back to letters.
Letters.
Monica, you want to be pen pals? We can be pen pals. That's good. I like
I'll
that
I'll call
one.
Y'all later.
Oh, God. Cool.
You don't have to.
She's mad because he forgot.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
What we've learned throughout all the last 3, 4 months, 16 weeks, whatever it's been now, is life goes on, and so do relationship issues, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Some things will never change.
Right, which is great, I guess. You know,
it's great for us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Because we need other things to just talk
Thanks for somebody
about.
Else, but...
Who's our friend?
It's Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going all right.
Pretty good.
What's going on with you? Hymns in trouble?
Yeah, a little bit. So my boyfriend forgot my birthday, basically. Yeah, exactly. So I turned 25 on the 15th of this month.
Okay. Congratulations.
And
happy birthday.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, at least somebody remembered.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so I thought it was a joke, okay? Like, because he didn't say anything at all. And then I realized, well, it wasn't a joke when he came from home from work, and you know, he's still, at the end of the day, he still hadn't said anything. So I get it. He's been working a lot lately, which is great and all. But how do you forget your girlfriend's birthday of 2 years?
2 years? So he's been through this process before. He's been through one birthday.
I'm about to say, this is only the second one. Like, sometimes, you know, you can go to a store twice and be like, where did I park my car that second time?
Right.
It happens.
I mean, I guess if I asked you, Antoine, what aisle is maple syrup in the store, you can't remember that.
I cannot remember. Right. I've been more than twice. And I'm not 100% sure, and I love syrup.
Well, maybe it's all the stress. He's stressed out, maybe.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Just kind of. Uh-huh.
What my original thought was going to be was that, you know, for the past 16 weeks, yes, I've been counting, every day feels like the day before.
Uh-huh.
So for him, it may be March 28th. He may not even think your birthday has arrived yet. You know what I mean? Like, he's just so confused.
Have we ever mentioned the birthday?
I mean, so I blatantly, like, I haven't said it straight out. But, you know, I've been throwing hints by saying things like, oh, you know, well, at my age, I can't believe I'm having back issues. Ha, 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 ha. Just, like, stupid things like that. But, I'm getting really annoyed. I'm pissed.
So, I mean, really, nothing has been said. Like, he has not noticed. I mean, did you not receive, I don't know, a brownie from your ma or something like that?
I mean, I've gotten cards and stuff, but, I mean, I guess I didn't make a big deal about it, or he's just oblivious or something. But, I mean, again, he works in retail, and he has been putting in crazy hours and has been kind of stressed, and I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just shocked. Like, I'm pretty, upset still.
How do you forget and not notice?
I mean, if you're oblivious enough to not think about, you know what I haven't bought in the past calendar year? A birthday gift.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I purchased a birthday gift.
I got this song stuck in my head that's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. What song is that? Is that Harry Styles? What is that?
Is that a graduation song? Did I get the card?
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's one thing to forget like your cousin's birthday, but your girlfriend.
Your cousins don't even have birthdays. They don't even count.
They don't. No, they don't.
Whatever.
And you're probably confusing them every time you bring up, you know, I'm surprised I'm having back issues at this age. He's like, how old is she?
Man, really? At only 24?
She hasn't
25 yet.
Well, it would be really bad if he said, well, babe, I think you need to go to the doctor, and walks away. That would suck.
Okay, so I'm interested if there's anyone listening who had their significant other forget their birthday, because I've never heard this before. I mean, I get maybe, oh my God, I forgot it was today, and it's noon, you know, that kind of thing. Or even if they forgot it, but the next day was like, hey, wait, look at all those cards on the mantle. You know, all of that stuff. I feel like, Antoine, I am no detective. I am not Sherlock Holmes, nor am I even his cousin.
Oh, boy, here we go.
But I feel like I might have been able to sniff that one out if I saw a little something there.
I feel like you would have been able to be like, there is something afoot here.
Okay, so who got forgotten? Yeah. Birthday would be the big one. Anniversary, I guess, but I feel like that one's a little bit easier to forget. But if birthday.
And see, yes. I flipped that. I think it's the other way. I think a birthday should be easier to forget than anniversary.
This is what Google Calendar is for, I'm telling you. 52353. How do you not even just see it on Facebook? That's how I know everybody's
that
birthday.
That was going to be the next thing.
Yeah, so 52353, or use the phone. 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. At the very least, I don't know if there's any helping Lindsay, but we can at least help Lindsay feel like she's not alone.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and do that, Lindsay. Hang on 1 second. Let's be honest. Coming up, sing your last text. That is about 10 minutes away, as well as a stay-at-home happy hour. That's your next 20 on the thing. Lindsay had a birthday.
Yes.
Her boyfriend didn't seem to notice.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Hey, welcome back, Lindsay. The former birthday girl. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey.
Hi. Text 52353. How long ago was your birthday? Is it still within the time frame of trying to do some sort of surprise? No, it is not. I'm sorry.
Nope.
The answer is no.
What is the time frame? What is that window? You're like
Antoine, I believe it's 0 days.
Yeah, you have a week up until the day, but anything past the day, you've lost it.
I believe actually you have
an hour after you wake up.
1 hour, yeah. And Monica says you have one hour. Maybe the only wiggle room is if someone had a birthday on, say, a Wednesday and you planned a surprise party for Friday night. But the acknowledgement of said birthday would probably still be important on the actual day.
Yeah, that's true. There's no pass on that one.
Oh my God. I mean, he can't possibly be. I mean, I've missed people's birthdays on Facebook. I guess if you don't log in every day, which I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that cesspool of what's going on. You could easily, it could just breeze right by you.
Or, you know, it could be like that unsent text where in your head you sent the text, but then you look at your phone and you realize you never sent it. In his head, maybe he said happy birthday.
Maybe.
And in his head, but not to me. That's not working.
But maybe in his head it was out loud.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said it out loud in his head.
Let's get Kristen in here. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
All right, now, Kristen, I guess will make you feel better. Not really, because, Kristen, you and your husband both forgot something.
We both forgot our anniversary.
Okay. But you both forgot.
Yeah, so
we
that's okay.
We dated for 6 years and been married for one. And it was our dating anniversary, but we didn't remember till like 9 p.m. at night. We just kind of looked at each other and we're like, well, happy anniversary.
See, that one doesn't count anymore. Once you get married, that one gets canceled out anyway.
The date, yeah, because it's been trumped by the better anniversary.
Exactly. And you know what? No, see, again, this guy's lucky because here's the progression of how it works. It's okay if you both forget, all right?
Uh-huh.
It's also okay if she forgets.
Seems to be okay,
right.
Yes.
And then it's not okay if you forget.
That's end of the world.
Those are the rules. Thank you, Kristen.
You
appreciate
it. You got it right. Look at you.
I don't even remember my dating anniversary anymore. Remember, know that
I
one.
I have no idea.
Because you said you guys are married now. It trumps that.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember when your wife or your husband's birthday is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, because I want to live. man. I mean, I get
it. So can he make it up to you? What could he do?
Good question. Good question. What do you say, Lindsay?
At this point, I mean, he'd have to do something pretty drastic, I guess, right?
What if he comes up with the coronavirus vaccine? Happy birthday.
Ooh.
That's a good one, right? Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I'm gonna pull a Zach, uh-huh. Which I never do.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take a side that I would never take.
Ooh, this is fun.
But just for the heck of it. I'm blaming Lindsay.
Okay.
It's Lindsay's fault.
What?
All right, Lindsay, it is your fault. Because
I like where this is going.
Because in a relationship, somebody, a mutual friend of the two parties in a relationship will always ask, hey, what did you do for your significant other's birthday?
Right. Or what do you have planned for Lindsay's birthday?
Obviously, nobody has asked him what he had planned or what did he do for Lindsay's birthday. So what is it about Lindsay's birthday that's just so, you know, blah? I'm just asking.
You.
That's a fair question. Wow. Like, maybe. Maybe
belated birthday.
Just kidding. Love you. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying.
That's terrible. He's got to remember. This is 2 years, guys. Come on.
I know.
2 years.
Now, in Antoine's defense, because I like when he becomes me, it's good. I think we can all agree on one broad statement.
Okay.
Men, as a whole, We dumb, right?
Right.
We stupid.
We not the smartest.
Right. So we ain't mind readers. We can barely read. So you're going, it is a tantamount in every relationship. Uh-huh. That's a big word that I think I saw on a billboard. And what you have to do is you have to drop hints that aren't even that subtle from time to time in life. Like, here's one. Oh, man. What do you think we should do for my birthday on Wednesday?
Yes, mm-hmm. because that's what mm-hmm. typically happens.
To help him out.
Normally, Monica celebrates like a month for her birthday.
Right.
Your birthday was June 15th. You should have been talking about it in April.
Exactly. I mean, for as annoying as Monica's birthday month is, because her birthday's on the 24th of the month, she sets her husband up for 3 weeks of preparation. That's what she's doing.
So, that's true. Lindsay, you are the teacher that didn't prepare her student well enough for the test.
Right. Yeah, I think that's
I'm
right.
I'm just putting it out there. This is your fault, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I'm hugging you.
He deserves
it. No,
you should buy him something. You should buy him a gift.
Yeah,
for,
and say you're sorry.
Yeah. He deserves an apology.
Yeah, a bag of coal. He deserves an apology. Being naughty, like you know what? Boyfriend.
Maybe he's listening right now, and he's like, oh, dang, that's what I forgot.
Maybe he's listening right now.
He deserves the humiliation. That's all I'm saying.
He's waiting for his apology.
And then once he gets his apology, everything will be better.
I demand an apology for him because you didn't prepare him for his test.
I like it. We were not helpful at all. So thank you so much, Lindsay. We appreciate everything. But no, seriously, I don't know. You have to be. We ain't mind readers on nothing. That's what I've learned in the however many years it is that I've been together with my wife. I have to write it down, so I don't have time for that right
and
now.
And see,
but
Zach, you're better than me because I'm not saying it seriously. My last statement's going to be, he deserves an apology. Just leaving it there. Period.
Bloop, bloop.
Punctuation.
Womp, womp.
I said what I said.
If you'd like to be belittled on a future Let's Be Honest, come
just
on
kidding,
in.
Lindsay. Lindsay.
Boy, hey, Monica, what do we have for this week? Nothing. No one wanted to come on. Interesting. Yeah. Who knew? Let me just say, you think Antoine's cold? Y'all are like Antarctica over here. My goodness. Text 52353. Lindsay's man forgot her birthday. Yeah. And Antoine says, you know what? You didn't drop enough hints. You owe him an apology.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared.
Yeah, text 52353. I think she just needs to get over it. It's a birthday. You'll have another one next year.
Wow.
Woo!
That was fire.
That's
right
her man?
There.
Is that her man's text?
I know. Let's see what else. Lindsay needs to realize that the world does not revolve around her, and we're all humans, and humans forget.
The irony is that this was her year around the sun celebration.
I know. It's true. Let's see. Angela and Huddleston. It's kind of funny. We're moving here from the Midwest, and my boyfriend, now husband, forgot my birthday. We spent the evening bowling together, and I thought no one said anything because they were planning a surprise. Surprise on me. Womp womp.
Well, you got to go bowling. Congratulations.
Well, you still had a birthday party.
Something.
Kinda.
Yeah, it was a party.
Yeah.
My sister's birthday is 3 days after mine, and 1 year my brother said happy birthday to her, but not me.
Anna. Well, sometimes you have to pick your favorites, and I think he did.
Well, he realized 2 days, crap, well, at least better
I gotta get one of them.
50%, I'm good to go. This guy, wife forgot my birthday. It was his 30th. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
A milestone.
Those big whole numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, we got to do something big for Monica's 50th next year, Antoine. I tell you,
I'm already planning. I got the balloons ready. I got the vapor rub and everything in the Amazon gift bag.
Okay, that's going to be good.
Party.
Whatever this is, I have no idea. So let's figure it out. We're going
to
sing.
I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring.
Your text.
I love to sing about a sky of blue or a T42. Anything with a swing of two. And I love you.
I love what you sing. Good or bad. Sometimes bad, like when Monica sings.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I miss singing karaoke.
Well, here's your moment.
This is your chance right here.
This is.
And a good thing about this is nobody knows the words but you.
Mm-hmm. So what we did was we asked people to text in the last text that they sent, whatever it was. So, and you can do this again if you want, because maybe we'll decide in about 4 minutes if we're ever going to do this again. But maybe we'll do this again. So you put it in quotes, whatever your last text was, name and town, so we can shout you out when it is time to sing your last text. We've all selected one from the list that we had. And I do believe I'll pass the torch to Antoine on this one. So what do we have going on here today?
All right. So the text that I received was from Megan last week. I didn't receive it. Let me clarify. The text that K92 received last week was from Megan, and the text read, "We'll talk when we get home."
Okay. We'll talk when you get home or when we get
home? When we get home.
We'll talk when we get home.
Yes. And so I am going to sing a song from the perspective of the party that received this text.
Okay, so we'll talk when we get home. Antoine has requested some country music.
Some good old country music.
So I'm going to go ahead and give you some good old country music, and you can take it from there.
Oh, here we go.
Sing your last Antoine Terrell.
All right, now. We'll talk when we get home. What is this? Is it something that I did, or was it the kids?
Ow, 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 ow!
What could she possibly mean? I swear I left the dishes clean as I'm staring at my phone, because we'll talk when we get home.
There you go. Very nice. Good job. Good job.
He was nervous.
Oh, man. And your singing is terrible.
I'm a country singer. I am on my way to star country right now.
Oh my god, I love
my demo tape.
Oh, I love it. That's a good demo
shout out
tape.
To you, Megan.
It's still on them old cassettes. The kind
exactly.
Where you gotta stick a pencil in it and wind the ribbon back in because it came flying out. Okay, now you cackling in the background there from the she show.
Uh-huh.
You of all people to laugh about somebody else's singing.
I got a couple songs that I can pull off. You know, a couple.
Mm-hmm. You pull them off the playlist.
Tina Turner.
Yeah, pull off like a scab or a Band-Aid, something like that. Sure, no problem. All right, so what do you have then? Let's see what you got.
Well, I have Stephanie from Stewart. Stephanie, her text to K92, same here, working my butt off for no money, LOL.
Okay.
Gracious.
That's her text.
Same here, working my butt off for no money, LOL. And basically the only rule we're setting
Stephanie?
In these texts is we're going to sing your last text as the first thing. And then we'll go from there. Maybe we tell a story. Maybe we just keep singing that same text over and over again.
There are choices.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. I have to list a serious warning for everybody listening right now. Monica has requested the Titanic theme song. My heart will go on.
I have, yes.
Or as she calls it,
Near Far.
Well, it's good because we're all going to be crying anyway. So just get this started.
I have a very special microphone here in the she shed, so I can actually take it out.
No, don't do that. Sit down.
At the slot, like a real microphone. You know, it's a real microphone.
Stay in your seat.
Yes.
No, she should rise up like
Mariah Carey.
Patti LaBelle. Like Mariah Carey. That's
I'm standing.
Put
I'm
one
standing
finger
for
in
this.
Your ear. I like it. That's good. All right. Sing your last text.
I'm standing up for this. Hey. Hello, all. Yes, I'm talking to a game chair. Hello, television. Oh, here we go. Near, far. Wherever you are, Stephanie. Same here, working my butt off for no money. LOL, not funny. My name is Stephanie, not Tanner, because then I would have money. Full house money, that is. Working somewhere where they don't care about me. This is some ish corona. Just get me. It's sad. It's so sad.
Take it, here we go.
Near, far, this job, it's a scar that I can't pick because I need money. LOL. Okay, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. That was great. I don't understand.
There is one part of this that y'all cannot possibly understand.
They don't understand
it. Antoine and I are just in shock because...
What's that?
Monica is broadcasting from the she shed, and she is on a delay.
Yes.
Which is only noticeable every other time on the show when we talk, but not when she sings.
It's never. I looked at Zach while you were singing. I said, how is she perfectly on beat?
I don't know how it
happens. Perfectly on beat.
That is wild.
It is wild. I don't get it. I don't know how you managed to do it, but it's amazing. It's sort of like when you hear those people sing, and they sing in just a normal voice, and then all of a sudden they have like the strongest English accent. You're like, how does that happen when they sing? How does that happen when she sings? It's Sing Your Last Text. We're going to take a quick break. I still have I have one from Leslie in Roanoke. It's called I've Got Plenty of Those for You When You Get Home. It's a love song, baby. I'm going to tell you all about that. We also have the hot list and the stay-at-home happy hour. So let's roll!
One big dysfunctional family.
You know, I never want to call things a success. We'll call it something.
Yes.
It's just it is what it is.
It was something.
We'll continue singing along.
I love to sing
your text.
About the moon and the June and the spring.
If you want to play along,
I love to sing
you can do that as well.
About a sky of blue or a deep or two. Anything with a swing or two. And I love you. I love what you sing.
All you gotta do is text into 52353, the last text you sent to somebody. Whatever it is. Put it in quotes, name and town. We'll put it on the list, and maybe we'll do it next time.
And this may be my most favorite segment of all time because, you know, before I came here, I was doing improv with Big Lit Conspiracy.
That's true.
This was the type of thing that really got us excited to do, like, this type of, like, random on-the-spot improv. So I love it.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said it was, their dog was howling a lot during your performance.
It was
Monica.
A duet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that an insult or a compliment?
I don't know. Take it out.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, whatever makes you feel better. Take it that way.
Yes. Okay.
So we're going to do the hot list here in a second, and then we'll do the stay-at-home happy hour. As you can tell, we're running late, but we don't care. So we have one final song here in the Sing Your Last Text.
Yes,
it is
we
mine,
do.
And it is from Leslie in Roanoke. Her last text was, I've got plenty of those for you when you get home.
Oh, Laffy Taffy.
Right, which, again, to me, that feels like a bit of a love song.
That's what it sounds to me.
Might even be a little bit of a lust song. I'm not sure what's going on. Sing your last text here on the K92 Morning Thing. It's Leslie in Roanoke. How you doing? I've got plenty of those for you when you get home. Run your fingers through my hair like a sexy comb. I've got plenty of those for you when you get home. My boo, yes you, I've got them. Plenty of those for you. Got plenty of those for you. Yes, siree, is plenty of those for you. Hot list now.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Just jump right into it.
I'm like, what else is there? I mean, it's kind of
love it.
It's the end.
I feel like I was walking down the street.
Boom.
I got plenty of those.
There.
Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
There's a new show because, you know, we need more TV. We need something
we
to watch.
Yes, of course.
So this show, though, will be about celebrities where they tell us what to do.
Oh,
so they're
going
to call it Celebrity Call Center. So basically you'll call in with your problem and celebrities like Nick Cannon or Nikki Bella, Kelly Osbourne, people like that. They're going to give you advice.
It was called Entitled Celebrity Dillweed Opinion. Is that what you said?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Celebrity
right,
Call
cool.
Center.
Yes. Working title.
Yeah, so if you want to watch that.
All right. I'll put that on my queue. Things to not watch?
Maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so Adele, she's telling fans to be patient because she's working on a new album, but she's not ready to rush it. She's quarantined, and she's brainstorming. Just let her be.
All right, I'm mad at Adele on this one. Because it has been a while.
I thought we were getting it last winter.
Exactly. And I thought we were making progress, and I thought we were very close, and we were about to drop some new music, and then coronavirus happens, and I guess she dropped a hint the other day, or something that people thought was a hint, and so someone on social media was like, is this maybe a teaser? Are we getting a new song? She said, you're going to have to wait, because I'm still in quarantine. And I think to myself,
yes.
You're in quarantine.
She said,
open your mouth and sing.
You ain't doing nothing else.
Exactly. Well, she said, Corona ain't over. I'm quarantined, so.
I'm aware Corona ain't over, which to me says you have plenty of time to put pen to paper, put mouth to mic.
I feel like there's a studio in your house.
Uh-huh. Even if there's not, Monica sings in her house anyway. She don't. It doesn't stop Monica from singing. It should definitely not stop Adele. So I guess.
Facts.
I don't know. Her and Rihanna are just, they're going to milk it forever.
Yeah, we're never getting music again.
I know. And what happens is when it finally comes out, you've waited too long, you've gotten too excited about it. It's like when you go see a movie that everybody else has seen and they talk about how it's the best movie ever or the funniest movie ever, and then you go and it's not.
And it's not at all.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know what? I can tell you this. I have a bunch of old songs we can play instead.
Set the tone for your day. It's the Stay at Home Happy Hour on the K92 Morning Thing.
And none of them are by Adele. These are four songs to get you going for the day. Set the tone. Science says 13 minutes. Turn you from a bad mood into a good mood. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Yeah, I'll just wait a second.
Smoke every day.
There we go.
Let's start the Eliminator.
Dr. Dre, as Antoine and I were just talking about, Monica is going to have a very expensive divorce coming up here.
There's no prenup, right?
I don't think it really matters, prenup or not. They live in California, so if she's getting half,
he's going to be shelling out a few dollars.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me wrong, Dre will continue to eat just fine.
Yeah,
but
he'll be all right.
Yeah, when you're a billionaire and your wife is a lawyer and has hired a very high-powered divorce lawyer, there's going to be a little something going on. But now we must get into the Eliminator, and today, I was having breakfast before, so I apologize.
I will say, did you burp?
Well,
it slipped out.
You know, I'll tell you
what. It slipped out.
I did. And you know what it comes down to is because we're talking about hot dogs here in the Eliminator, and it's because hot dogs are tormenting me right now because they're in my house because I was supposed
Lucky
to have
you.
Some friends come over this past weekend. They had to cancel last minute, and I had gotten hot dogs for the kids, and now I got these hot dogs. And they're just sitting there, and they're like, oh, Zach, eat me for dinner. Which is just, I mean, you want to talk about... You've given up when it comes to hot dogs for dinner. You're just like, forget it. I don't care about health. I don't care about preparation. I don't care about anything. They're delicious.
They are delicious.
But yeah.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So with 4th of July this weekend, figured there's lots of hot diggity dogs going on. So we were talking about the top 12 hot dog condiments or toppings or whatever. So I'm going to get my list. I'm going to walk out of the room, talk amongst yourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Monica, when's the last time you had a hot dog?
A couple weeks ago?
I think that may be the single reason I'm looking forward to July 4th this weekend. Just for hot dogs. Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a hot dog now that I got them sitting in my house. Like, some chili. Put some chili on there maybe. Maybe that's one of the toppings that's on here. I'll stop talking because I might give away some answers. When is the last time you had a hot dog, Monica? I figure it's been a while.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
All right.
We had the grill going. Hot dogs in there.
I do not know the last time I had a hot dog.
Of course you don't, because you don't enjoy anything fun.
But I like hot dogs. I do enjoy.
Liar.
I just haven't had one in a long time. Because the other challenge for me is hot dogs, it's usually burgers and dogs, right?
Right.
Yeah. Me pick burger every time. That's the problem.
No, see, I pick burger and dog together.
Right. I pick burger followed by another burger. So I go ahead and do that. All right, so I have the top 12 hot dog toppings. You give me one that's on the list. You good? You don't? You get a strike. Three strikes, you're out in the game. So do we determine who ate the most recent hot dog, Antoine or Monica? What have we determined?
When did you say yours was, Monica?
A couple weeks.
See, mine was the last couple of weeks, too.
Okay. Monica, it is.
Yes.
We'll go with Monica to go first. Okay, Monica, please give me a hot dog topping.
Mustard.
Mustard is the number one answer. Yes.
Okay. I know it'd be number one. I knew it'd be on the list. I know it'd be number
one. Mustard be number one? What the heck did you think would be number one then?
My guess, ketchup.
You think ketchup's going to be the number one answer? Well, it's on there, but ketchup is number six.
Okay.
Because there are people that are adamant that you are a communist if you put ketchup on your hot dog and you should be shipped off to Siberia.
I've met so many people with wrong opinions, and that's
people
on this list.
Ketchup on a hot dog. I prefer mustard if I was only picking one. I like a little bit of both.
Yeah, if I were only getting one, I think I still go ketchup.
But there are some people that if you put ketchup on a hot dog, you have been thrown out of their house. You forget it, and you'll never be seen again. All right, you're good. Round two. Monica Brooks, what you say?
Chili.
Chili is number five. I do like chili. A little chili, a little mustard.
I'm going to go with onions.
Onions. Antoine loves onions.
I love onions.
Monica, did you know that he loves onions so much that he will just eat them?
Onion? Like,
I want that's like bite into it?
No, I want there to be so many onions like on my burger or whatever that they fall off. And so like I bite into the burger and then I pick up the onion like it's a fry and then I just bite into it.
Yeah. Antoine's you stand. It's a social distancing when you're hanging out with Antoine at a barbecue. That's for sure. Yes, you are correct. Number two answer. Onion. All right. Okay. There's eight left.
All right, cheese.
Cheese is number three.
I didn't even think about cheese. I guess a chili cheese dog.
Right, sense. You're over there in the corner breathing your hot onion garbage breath. That's why.
How about slaw? Coleslaw.
How about slaw? I'm going to give you sauerkraut because I think sauerkraut and slaw are very similar.
I had those together. Yeah.
I'm going to call them from the same sort of shredded cabbagey kind of family.
Okay.
So that wipes out both of them, though, just so you know. That was number seven on the list. Number four is on there, and then 8 through 12. No strikes yet. Monica.
Relish.
Ah, relish. The forgotten and lousy topping of the hot dog is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Relish.
All right. Now I have a question.
Number four. That was number four, by the way. Yes.
Pickles. Do they count as relish or part of like a Chicago dog where they put pickles on there?
They do not count as relish.
All right. So I'm saying pickles.
Pickles is number 10. That's why they don't count as relish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Peppers.
What do you mean by peppers?
Like green peppers, sweet peppers.
Just like, okay.
Peppers and onions.
All right. Well, on your... No. It's a jalapeno is on there, so I'm gonna call that. We're gonna call that the pepper family. So the jalapeno peppers and all them things, green, red, yellow, and otherwise. There are only three left, and y'all have no strikes.
Well, here's your first strike.
Okay.
Because I only know one person that eats this condiment on their hot dog, but I know a person, so I'm gonna throw it out there.
Uh-oh.
Mayo
is
ew
on there.
Oh my gracious!
Ew, so wrong.
I only know number one person 11. That does that, and I think it's the worst thing ever.
Oh, man. Yep, man. People love mayonnaise on stuff. Yeah. They like mayonnaise on a burger. Not for me, but that's fine.
Yeah.
There are only two left on this list. So if you give me the last one on the list, you win. That's the other way this works. Because y'all still have no strikes. Monica.
What else are you putting on your dog? Is someone dunking their dog in ranch? That's disgusting.
Well, they got mayo, so who knows?
I know. But ranch is another level. I'm going to go mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Good gracious. They put a whole side on it.
Is no, I like that as I'd put that on there for sure.
No,
but that is a strike for you.
Oh, maybe
there's only two left. They're both a little, a little more creative in all their applications.
I'm gonna say bacon,
bacon,
a bacon dog.
Yes, yes,
yes, that's on there.
There we go.
That is number eight. So we only have one left.
Oh,
Monica has one strike. Antoine has no strikes. If you give me what's on this list, you win. No matter how many strikes you got, there is one left.
What else are you putting on your dog? Maybe chips. You see people put chips on burgers
potato
and stuff like that.
Chips. Give it a little bit of crunch. That is Antoine.
All right.
No strikes for you, so you see you have a little bit of a mulligan.
I'm in
here.
A good place.
But if you send it back to Monica and she gets number 12, she wins.
I lose. All right. I am going. Oh, what could they put on there? Potatoes, some kind of potato. No. I'm going to say lettuce.
Like lettuce.
Some kind of, I don't know. Lettuce. I'm going with lettuce, though.
On behalf of Monica.
No, I don't know.
I'm sorry. That is wrong.
Lettuce.
Okay. Like, how dare you?
Here's the deal. It comes down to this answer right here. Because Monica has two strikes. So if you give me the item that is number 12 on the top 12 hot dog toppings. I tried to say that really fast.
Yeah.
I messed it up.
I don't know what you said.
If you give me number 12, you win. If you don't, you lose. And you know it's important when I make the music louder.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to say, you probably want to double up some meat. Pepperoni.
Okay.
Like a pizza dog.
I would try that.
Pizza dog.
I would definitely try that.
If it's on there, she wins. If it's not, she loses.
You are eliminated.
Yeah, I know my dog. No strikes. I know my dog.
You got that's one. My dog.
You had lettuce as a strike there.
Whatever.
Mister.
I'll just throw one out there.
And lettuce,
at that point.
Lettuce was almost three strikes on its own. Okay? I almost just disqualified you for lettuce. Just salad.
I'm going to put salad on my
there's
hot dog.
There's already cabbage on there. Yeah. So, lettuce.
Right. We've already screwed up once. Okay? Let's not screw up again. Number 12. The answer was sort of thrown out there by one of you.
The potato chips?
Not potato chips. And Antoine did say something about potatoes. French fries.
Oh.
French fries.
Oh. Yeah. I thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought about
not
it.
Bad. I've never done that, but I am certainly not opposed to that.
I would give it a shot.
French fries on just about anything is delicious. Congratulations, Antoine. Woo! You win a hot dog. So, but courtesy of you. Go
all right,
get one.
I'm getting one for lunch today then.
There's hot dogs waiting for you at the store. Congratulations. Sometimes you have to stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah, put your foot down.
You do. Because not every opinion is a popular one. And yet, they need to be heard sometimes anyway.
Yeah, because most popular opinions are wrong anyway.
The
so
masses,
let's be honest.
The masses are something that rhymes with masses. Where you take the M off. You know, there's that whole thing. And sometimes you just have to lay it down, no matter how hurtful it is or how controversial it is. And I am sorry, but I need to tell the truth. Because here we are in this world, trying to, I don't know, not die, protect each other, not give each other the coronavirus, do all the right things, whatever the heck that is, social distance, wear a mask, all that stuff. And I'm here to tell you right now that above and beyond, there is one group that just doesn't know what they're doing. Old people are the worst at social distancing. They're the worst. They're the worst. And they're the ones I'm supposed to be protecting. Yeah. I don't understand what's going on here. I'm very
confused. Why do you say that?
Because every time I go to the store, I feel like they're always up in my business. They're always weebling and wobbling around. And they're close to me.
Oh,
and they're drifting all over the place. And they ain't got masks on. And I'm supposed to be protecting them. And they're the worst at all of this.
I agree with you, Zach.
I'm sorry.
Because, you know, the older you are, the more stuck in your ways you are. And the more stubborn you become. And you've made it this far, and you're not going to let some social distancing, some coronavirus,
some
keep
whippersnapper,
you
any do, of those things.
Keep you from doing what you want to do. I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
Older people are the worst in this situation.
And I'm supposed to be
protecting them. And I love
you guys. I do too. And it's just, and I don't know if it's, I'm more hyper aware to everything, and this may be the case, but I feel like the last 2 weeks, and I've gone to the grocery store, everybody's mission is to get up in my business. Just constantly.
Right.
They're just running all hurdy-gurdy and moving around and weaving and bobbing and drifting and just limping. I don't know. Whatever it is, I can't.
And then, you know, when you get older, you start to lose some of your facilities. You're not hearing as well.
Yeah.
You don't see as well. So you got to get closer. Sonny, come here. I can't hear you. Come closer. I can't come closer to you, Mr. Johnson.
Nope.
Yep.
So unpopular opinions.
See, I think you're right on that one.
I'm not here to make friends. We're here to just make truths.
And I think I'm going to be shamed for mine.
Okay.
And my unpopular opinion goes hand in hand with the fact that I cannot do it. So that really made me stand strong in this unpopular opinion. But I think being able to drive a stick shift is completely overrated. I think it is an overrated skill, and you've wasted brain space by learning how. Why not just get an automatic that is more convenient? Let's go for convenience, people. Why are we putting all this extra pressure and all this hand-foot coordination to being able to do things? No, we're already distracted.
Drift back and all kinds of crap.
What are you, Paul Walker? What is going on here?
I feel like they're always just drifting back.
There's
and stuff.
No Monica.
Yes, I'm with you.
All right. Just say it right there, Monica. Just say you're with me and leave it there because sometimes you jump in with a lot of justifications
and it doesn't help.
And then we lose the strength of our argument here.
Okay.
We are already, as a society, love you, made it. We are already, as a society, distracted drivers as is.
Yes,
and
are.
I can tell you what's not going to change. Those distractions. People are not going to put their phones down. They're not going to be reaching in the back seat. They're not going to stop reaching in the back seat. They're not going to stop putting makeup on. They're not going to stop smoking cigarettes, lighting cigarettes. So let's remove one of the distractions. And that being, you have to use your hand and your foot at the same time. Let's just go to automatic.
Right. And I don't trust most people to use their hand and their foot at the same time.
No.
I will say that. And as someone, just to be clear, I know how to drive a stick shift. And clearly, I'm the only one on this show who does, which is fine. But I can't tell you the last time I did.
I was about to say, you just bought a car not more than a year ago, or roughly a year ago. Is it an automatic or a stick shift?
No, because only the cheapest, most janky model is the one that comes the other way.
Exactly. It's a go-kart.
Yes.
That's what your stick shift is.
I mean,
it's a go-kart.
Do away with it.
Look, if I had my CDL, I understand that I need to go drive around with a stick or whatever. But yeah,
I don't want to drive a car where I have to really focus when I'm parking on a hill. Like, there's a lot of hills in the world. I don't want to have to focus.
I want there to be a car that Monica has to focus that hard on anything.
Because we already found out last week she meditates when she drives, so it doesn't matter.
The road. That's okay. To focus on the road. Sometimes your opinions are unpopular, Monica, but they need to be said, you know?
That's right, because I don't see a point in having a little truck. Since we're talking about driving, I cannot stand little trucks. They don't have any speed. They take forever to go anywhere. You can't put but one chair on the back. So what are you doing? What do you? Why even have it?
That's a fair point.
And I told Jared. Jared said, I want a truck. I said, if you get a little truck, I will pick it up and throw it in the trash. I will.
You are not buying a Hot Wheels, sir. Away. I agree, because they slow you down on back roads and things like that.
You're all in or all out.
You can't carry anything. You cannot,
carry anything.
The purpose of a truck is for the bed to be able to carry stuff. Right. I can't call you to help me move. What are you going to move, a coffee table?
Like, yeah, well, exactly. You know, I just got a little truck. It's not like,
it's
kind of like a truck without a hat.
Fisher Price, my first truck. That's what that is. You get it for your kid.
You
use it like the Flintstones.
Unpopular opinions. If you would like to weigh in, feel free. 52353. Sometimes you don't go along with the masses. I don't understand Hamilton. I don't get it. Why is it a big deal? Seems kind of cheesy to me.
I don't know why it's a big deal, but I will say it's going to be part of the binge watch weekend this weekend. God. And I'm going to give it a shot because I've never seen it. I'm going to give it a shot.
Everyone's going nuts. Oh, my God, Hamilton. There's another teaser for Hamilton. Okay, fine, whatever.
Coming up, a terrible suggestion for Miss Monica's bucket list. Also, a brand new anger diary. And if you would like to talk to Psychic Susanna, text in now to 52353. Just say, ooh, me, please. I'd like to talk to Psychic Susanna. We're going to do that in 10 minutes, but now...
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Now, Antoine instructed both of us that we have to draw a box.
Yes, because in my blow your mind story, I'm going to tell you about your personality based off of an item you're going to draw in the box.
Okay. We'll save that one for last. I have a new perfume that smells like something.
Ooh.
Okay, well, what was removed from his crawl space? This dude's crawl space.
And just for the record, I need to ask this question before we start. The crawl space is a place located in like a building, right? It's in like a house or, okay, it's not a part of his body that you refer to. Okay. Monica,
just want to make sure
that there's no body part. Because
just to
orifice.
Be clear, his question
Good
was
question,
my
though.
Exact question, okay? I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, is it his crawl space or is it the crawl space of a house?
Questions that have to be asked.
These are the things we need to know. So, yes, please tell us about this man's structured crawl space. I'm still not 100% sold that's what it is. All right, what's up his crawl space?
Okay,
what do you got?
What was removed? A, a potato. B, a light bulb. No, I'm just playing. Okay, so what was removed from his crawl space?
I was like, see, I told you. I knew it.
An entire garden hose. Okay. I don't know how it got there.
Okay, was it A, grandma, B, a mountain lion, C, bars of gold?
Okay.
What was the first one?
Grandma.
Grandma. Mountain lion, bars of gold. Okay. I am going with bars of gold.
Light bulb. Mountain lion. Final answer.
Well, Zach, you are right. Yay! With light bulb. No, mountain lion. Okay,
correct.
So,
yeah. Eight grandma.
So this mountain lion was wandering around the neighborhood and had picked this house and was hanging out in the crawl space for a couple days. It's like they had camera footage of the mountain lion just going back and forth. Well, they were able to catch it, of course, and no one was harmed.
Okay. But and the man later told his doctor that the mountain lion was the one who was holding the cucumber, and he just fell.
Face.
He sat down, and there's just something, he doesn't know what happened. It was just, okay.
All right.
New perfume that smells like blank.
Now look, yes.
You smell better than this show. A, coronavirus. B, space. Or C, you.
I'm going to go B.
Going space.
I'm going you. It smells like you. Just makes the smell of you stronger.
Mmm. Boy, that Antoine smells delicious. Monica's right.
Correct.
Space. It's space. Yeah. So NASA actually, this is the real deal. So NASA had this company develop sort of a perfume or cologne that smelled like space. And what they used it for was to prepare astronauts for what they will smell once they're in space. But now the company that made it has done a Kickstarter, and they're going to sell it to the public for $29. So if you want to have spray a little space.
I'm curious about
it. Okay. Okay. They have listed four things that space sort of smells like. Do you have any guesses?
Monica?
Yeah, really, this is a question for Monica.
Uh-huh.
What does it smell like in his crawl space? What's going on?
I think it smells light and like a flower.
Okay.
And floral.
You would be wrong. According to this, the smell of space is a mix of, quote, gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum.
Oh, so it smells like the meat sweats.
It smells like the meat sweats. Okay, yes.
It smells like a late guy's night. Uh-huh. Like you're out with the fellas. That's what it smells like.
Exactly.
It smells like a dude.
It smells like a dude. Space smells like a dude. All right, our personality test is on.
All right, so Monica and Zach, I already asked you guys, you've already done it, to draw a box on a piece of paper. Yeah. I need you to draw a capital X.
A capital X.
Yes, in the box.
All right.
Now, I need you to pay attention to which line you draw first. And the direction that you draw it, as well as the second line.
Okay. All right.
All right, so Zach, have you drawn yours?
I did.
All right, so Zach, which line did you draw first?
Okay. I drew a nice little box because it would go in the back of my little pickup truck, just to be clear.
Perfect.
And I drew...
Did you start top left?
My first... No, I was actually top right, and I went down to bottom left.
All
right. So and top then... right, down to bottom left, and then I went top left, down to bottom right. Okay.
Top left.
Okay.
That was my second one. So I started with the top right corner.
Okay.
And I went down to the bottom left corner.
All
right. And then I did the top left corner and went down to the bottom right.
And Monica, which way did you do?
Well, I don't know if you're happy about it because I had the same thing. I did the same way. So.
Okay. So we have that same personality, whatever that is. Which one is serial killer? Because I feel like that's the one we got.
All right. So what it says about both of you guys, you like to live by your own rules. It says that if you draw the X like this in your head, that's correct. And she said that you like to live life by the rules in your own rule book. You don't like to follow rules anybody else made. You like to do what you feel comfortable with.
I mean, that describes Monica to a T. This is a woman who has never ordered off a menu in the history of her life. And I guess it describes me as well. I mean, I'm a fairly defiant individual.
Yes. And Zach, I say this affectionately. Uh-huh. What you feel is right is what
is
you're going to do.
Right, yeah. Because it's right, yes. And and the flow, not a big fan of going with it.
No, so, see, for me, I like order.
Mm-hmm.
I like life to be, I like it to be right and balanced. It explains that when the way I write it.
So do you do it the other way?
I like sticking to the norm in by order. Top left, down.
Okay.
Top right.
Okay.
Down.
All right. So yeah. So he's just a following little weenie, is what it is, Monica. What? He just wants to do what he's told, and I don't want to do anything wrong. Yep. He's got. He's not daring at all. He's just over there drawing wimpy X's.
That's what I am.
Your X is lame.
Following the rules.
Yeah. Yours don't mark the spot. Ours marks the spot. Yours is just like for X-rays and xylophones and stuff.
Legit
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you get the sad stuff. Ours is for X-ray vision, baby. That's where it goes. All right, if you would like to talk to Psychic Susanna, text in now to 52353. Coming up in the trending, a terrible bucket list idea for Monica Brooks, or maybe she will want it.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.